Hello, we back in this motherfucker, I'm telling you, bitch. I be trying to catch y'all niggas on a good-ass day, because it's my obligation. Okay, man, there's so much shit going on, man, listen. But the whole time, I'm going to make sure I make this shit known, bro. My views has accumulated to over 300, and I'm happy as shit. I appreciate every one of y'all niggas for listening. It's a nigga on my podcast, or not on my podcast, a nigga on Twitter with a podcast named William Hicks. I be sharing this shit. He fuck with me. I fuck with him. Go follow him. Go motherfucking listen to this shit. He a real nigga. He on Anchor, too. All that being said, that's all my shout-outs and shit. Now we about to get into the meat and potatoes of this shit, man. The meat and gristle, for real, bro. That's what I wanted to say. I don't know why I said meat and potatoes. That's a shout-out to my big homie, Gary B. Speaking of Gary B, that's what the fuck we was about to talk about. That's what we always talking about on this motherfucker, ain't it? But nah, at the end of the day, I was just listening to him. And I like what he say. He say, like, the dude was basically just talking about, he was saying what we all say. He got tired of living the rat race. Like, oh, the gap got bigger. The more money you make, it still seemed like you still working to just keep up, make day-to-day payments and this type of bullshit. So he was like, he got off the wheel and he wanted to, what point, he said, at what point does my time become my own? And it's like, that's what everybody want, right? But the thing is, they say that's only 1% of people. Or not even 1% of people, that's not 1% of people, but it's the minority of people. But the majority, the 1% shit is like the rich people, like, but at the same time, it's still majority of people aren't living that way. So what the point of this rambling is that Gary Vee be saying, you got the audacity to want to live on your terms, but you don't want to put in the motherfucking work to live on your terms. What? You some kind of person. And that's what I be saying. It's like, okay. Now I understand. So it's not even whether I wake up and want to do a podcast or whether I wake up and none of that shit. It's just like, son, I'm obligated to. And I'm not obligated to because I'm obligated to. I'm obligated to because I want to live how I want to live. You dig what I'm saying? So it's not like, and that's with anything. Writing a book, writing an article, writing a thing. I told myself now I'm about to write my life story from as far back as I can remember it, from day one. Because I remember a lot of shit. And it's like, I can just amend it as it go, you dig? So it's like, and my life story gonna be the motherfucking, it's something that you can't take away. Everybody has one. You know what I'm saying? And there no two ever gonna be the same, bro. So everybody gonna be interested in somebody else's. We all might not be interested in the same one, but I'd be damned if somebody, it's so many people around the world, you can make some money off just writing your own story or telling it, talking it, however you wanna do it. And that's what I'm saying is I'm about to start. Document, don't create. Big homie really put me onto this shit. And I'm getting back into this music shit. I'm doing all my shit. Because the thing is, I be trying to find so much shit to, like, how can I, like, quote unquote, start a business around this shit? But the thing is that you got it already in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the content is already there. All you got to do is, once again, put in that motherfucking work, son. That's gonna be the name of this that's gonna be the title of this podcast. I'm gonna be like, put in the motherfucking work. Shout out to Big Homie. And I'm about to write me some more Medium shit. Speaking of Medium, I put up a stock pick podcast, stock pick post. And I got ideas of doing a stock pick podcast. Now that I just said that, but it'll probably just be on Anchor. It'll be like a different thing. Like, I do the eBay shit separately. This one's going under the rants. But it don't even much matter. Like I said, all of it goes into one thing and it all accumulated. So I appreciate y'all for listening and taking the time out. I'm starting to go on over the little time thing. I'm glad they took off the fucking little time limit. You know how long it's been? I was on Anchor when these motherfuckers had a time limit. Yo, that's real shit. I'm pioneering this shit. You dig, 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 dig. But nah, no bullshit. I'm just happy all the way around, man. We grateful. And that's what this nigga say. Gratitude beats coffee. But guess what? It don't beat Herbal Mate, motherfucker. Because I'm on that shit. And you heard me get on that shit before, podcast peeps. So let's be grateful for Herbal Mate. That's 100. You can't beat. Why have to pick when you can do both? I'm on gratitude with Herbal Mate. You dig what I'm saying? It's up. Doing it for Mozzie and doing it the big way. But at the same time, all I wanted to say was, the stock pick shit is on my Medium, and at the same time, I'm about to start a stock picks podcast. I've been fucking with the Robinhood app, and I'll make a different episode about that in the stock picks podcast. That'll probably be like the first episode. Stay tuned and appreciate you again for listening. King Prince signing off. I forgot, I gotta listen to the end of that one podcast, because I said, man, I had a ending that I wanted to use, and I don't remember how to fucking end it, but I'm gonna try to, I'm about to try to make this 5 minutes even, but it's full fucking something. All right.